What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of the I Am a Comeback podcast with my lovely host,
Kendra Jennison.
And Mark Jennison, in case you just don't know. What we're going to talk about today is what Jade said to you about how we have to do something about my pool noodle arm.
These kids love to roast you about your arm.
Yeah. So for you guys listening to this thing, I had surgery 13 weeks ago.
Full bicep tear.
It's off. And if you look at it, it was like the size of a... It went from being like this big, strong arm to like...
A pool noodle
that looks all wimpy and wobbly and weak. And they're just like... That's not the topic of the conversation today. But today's I don't feel like going and being like talking about dark and painful shit and just...
It's light and beautiful outside.
Yeah, it's a sunny day outside. I'm looking at this camera. You got the good angle. You got these ones over here that make you look like that guy from the Goonies, Baby Ruth guy. I don't know what it looks like.
Ooh, sloth?
Yeah, I look like sloth over here. But that's
classic,
good, you know?
Classic.
I'm more for the noise or the... I'm more for the sound than I am for the look. So, yeah. Today's topic, actually, what I want to talk about was recovery. And not recovery of like alcohol recovery. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to, since we're talking about a significant amount of fitness language in my life right now because I'm on my own pool noodle arm comeback, right? And one of the things that I just wanted to talk about was like rest. Because I think we can transfer this over from like working out, but also as a man who's building a business, businessmen that we deal with, elite men, even construction, like God, just men. And I don't know about women, but like dudes in my circle don't ever rest. What do you think about that? It's like, why do you think that? Because you tell me all the time, you're like, yeah, Mark, you know what? Like, you need to rest, you need to sleep. And then I will tell you that I don't need sleep because sleep's for pussies. And then I will go to the point of my eyes.
Yeah, it's definitely a never-ending story and struggle for me to try and get you to rest. I think it's difficult because men like you, guys who run large businesses, guys who are just driven, and it's this, we have to go, we have to take action, we can't fall behind, we must do more all the time. And so like you've literally told yourself, sleeping is for pussies, resting is for pussies, when in reality, the exact opposite is true. You literally need to physically rest, mentally rest, to recover and to do your job at its most optimal level. That's with everything. That's in sports. That's in business. If you are not taking the time to fully recover in rest, you will run your body to exhaustion and your body's going to quit for you in the most inconvenient of times.
Yeah.
Here's a funny story.
No.
So there was, I don't know, last year, or was it longer than that or shorter than that? I don't even know.
Wait, the blueberries?
Yeah.
I was allergic to those blueberries.
So my husband was running himself down into such a dark and nonstop stressful manner.
Take some
When was this? I don't even know when it was.
Take some
content.
Well, it was October.
Either way, there was 22. A bunch of business stuff that you were doing. You weren't resting. You were like going extra hard in the gym. There was just so much stress. And here's another thing. I'm like, your stress levels are really high right now, Mark. And you're like, I don't even feel stressed. No, they're not. And I'm like, I beg to differ. I'm not saying that you can't do things while you're stressed. But anyways, as I'm telling him that he needs to rest, he needs to recover, he needs to take time off, even if it was just 2 days of going to a hotel and sleeping, I got everything, like just go take care of yourself because where you're at right now is not a good spot. Like a Mark Jennison move, he refuses to listen and he pushes himself harder. And
yeah, that's what you're supposed to
do. A day later, he is broken out in massive rashes and hives. I'm talking stress, hives, rashes. It was bad. Your whole body. And he blamed it on blueberries, which I feed him almost every single day. And he was like, it must have been bad blueberries. It was the blueberries that you gave me. I was like, you're not allergic to blueberries. This is stress. You're not listening to me. I saw this coming a mile away. You have to.
So I believe it was the blueberries.
It wasn't.
So here's what I know, though. And this is what I know is that... I don't feel stressed.
I know. I believe that you tell yourself you don't feel stressed.
Well, I mean.
But you don't wear it well. And I say that with love. Like, I see it and I feel
it. Yeah, that's
it.
What, and that's why I think that, like, wives, because you and I are close as hell. Mm-hmm. But, like, you might see and physically feel the stress or see what I have, but, like, my mind doesn't feel stressed out.
I believe that.
My mind literally tells me it's okay. It's okay. You can go stronger, go
push
more,
harder.
Push harder. So, like.
And I know that of you.
When I told you with blueberries, like, I wasn't just trying to tell you that. Like, I was on a, like, I.
You literally convinced yourself?
Thought,
I know.
I didn't convince me. I convinced the doctor, too.
He called three different doctors that he has on speed dial. He's telling them, and these doctors are like, it's got, maybe it's a, did your wife switch laundry detergent? It was all these things. I was like, it's the fucking stress. Literally, he took 2 days, and it started to go down.
I had a wide list of excuses. Blueberries, then I thought it was because that same, it was boba. Blueberries.
Took the girls for tea.
Boba tea. Then we went to this place to do axe throwing that day. And I'm pretty sure that the wood in there, I was allergic to that. And then there was the old curtains I had in my office because the heat wasn't in there. And that was it was just a combination.
Yeah, it was all of that. It was everything except, it was all possible except for the one thing, stress. Couldn't have been the stress because I don't get stressed out. So honestly, it's funny now looking back, but it is imperative to me and even to you. I think you're finally getting to a spot where you now realize, even talking with Brian Jennings, our buddy Brian Jennings, talking about how imperative it is to recover. He wouldn't have been able to play for 13 years of football, all those Super Bowls, all everything, if he didn't. Recovery was more oftentimes than not. He spent more time recovering than
he
did playing.
Said. Yeah, he said that the longevity of his career to be able to win at such a high level was dictated off of his ability to learn to recover better than everybody else. Why I wanted to bring that up though is because, and I'm glad that I like where this topic is going, because I plan for everything in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm learning to get better at it, right? But like, I feel like recovery or resting is just a waste of time. And the reason that I feel like it's a waste of time is because I'm not being productive.
Right.
And I understand that's counterintuitive because
actually the opposite is true.
If I could learn to enjoy that 1 hour or that 2 hours or the time, like many times even in a massage, I'm like.
Your mind's elsewhere.
I'm like, okay, this is great. You cracked my back. I feel good. It's been 3 minutes. I'm ready to fucking go.
Yeah. I think that's just a story that you've told yourself for so long that resting is weak. I'm not being productive. When in actuality, it's the exact opposite. You're being very productive. You're resting your body. You're literally getting that a whole new rest, relaxation, recovery. So that way, when you go to work that next day, you're on fire. You're not pouring from an empty cup, essentially. You know what I mean? Your cup is full. I'm rejuvenated. I'm rested. Okay, let's go. When you don't give yourself the chance to recover or to relax or to take that time, you will burn yourself out. It will be at a very inconvenient time, and you're going to be forced to rest when you don't want to.
So sitting with me, living next to me, sleeping next to me, eating next to me, mm-hmm. hanging out with me every day, do you see signs?
When you don't?
When I need to rest.
Yes, absolutely.
What are they? Because maybe some wives don't recognize it. Because I'm pretty good at, I don't want to say hiding. I literally do not feel stressed out.
Yes. And you say that to me all the time where I'll say, hey, why don't you go, instead of being a busybody, especially on the weekend, if we have a Saturday or something, I'm like, hey, why don't you just go lay down? And to you, that's like, you're like, no, I'm going to go walk, or I'm going to go. I'm like, nah, just stop. Just go lay down. You know, you and I are super close. And fortunately, we're super vulnerable with each other. We share our emotions. We share everything with each other. So I know.
Toothbrushes, underwear, we share.
I know when, and seasons of it too. Like summer, I'm super pumped for us and for you because I know that more oftentimes than not, you don't need to recover as much. You know, your energy is high.
The mornings get nicer.
Things are flowing. Yes. Yeah. But I see it in you. I feel it in you. You get a lot more aggro. You start to nitpick. You start to discount yourself. You start to believe that things aren't good enough. And while there's always a sense of that, it's really heightened when you're exhausted. It's really, really heightened. And you just get this massive, nothing's good enough. I gotta fucking blah, blah, blah. And that's when I know it's like, okay, hey, why don't you take a step back? Why don't you take a step back, and why don't we go do something that has nothing to do with business? Or why don't you go take a nap? Or why don't you know, like, anything? Why don't we go on a vacation somewhere? But you don't wear it well for somebody who knows you well. I know you better than anybody, and I see the signs from a mile away when I'm like, okay, yeah. It's time for him to go take a rest.
What does that do to you? That's like, buckle up, here we go. He's going on psycho mode again.
Not really. I mean, again, I've accepted you for everything and who you are all the time. And we've been through this for six, seven years now, that I just, it's you, and I get it, and I know it. So I really don't think anything of it. I don't like it when you get in that way. I don't like that you don't take the time to recover and rest and listen to your body the way that you should, but I accept it of you. So I...
Put it in the wise perspective, right? Because I don't feel like, I mean, we've created a life that you get to live how you want to live, right? You're going to get down to this and it's 75 degrees. You guys are going to White River Trail or whatever, mm-hmm. going to go out in the sun and then go to Phoenix's game and like frolicking around and going on the lake and going fishing and
yeah.
doing all the things that you like to do. And that's pretty much what your life is. But not all wives get to do that,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the kids are never ending challenges.
Sure.
But what's your take on, like, I should say, the kids still get under your nerves.
Oh, of course they do, every day. Every day. But I think I know where you're going with this. The greatest thing, the best advice that I could give any mom, no matter what phase of motherhood you're in, is it is absolutely imperative, necessary, a 10 out of 10 must do, that you take time for yourself every single day, to yourself.
What if that means drinking wine?
No. I would not find that conducive. But you want to know what? Even if it was drinking wine, even if you knew that it was a Thursday and you got to go with your girlfriends, go out for dinner, and you were going to have a glass of
wine. 1 hour of a glass of wine or two glasses
of wine. You know
what?
I'm not even... And you're taking time and you're laughing and you're filling your cup up with that social... Like, go for it. I'm fine with that. Like, and that makes you a better mom at the end of the night when you go home and you're like, wow, you know what? Thank you guys for giving me 4 hours, 2 hours, whatever, to go hang out with my girlfriends and have a glass of wine. Now I can come home and you're a better mom. For me, it's going to the gym every single day, no matter what, for as long as I can remember, 2 hours. 2 hours I go to the gym by myself.
Is that how long you go for right now?
Well, sometimes an hour and a half, 2 hours. But I try to, because I know that...
But I don't know. You can. I don't care. You do it how you want. But
yeah, about 2 hours. I know that me taking that time to lift and do things that make me happy without kids, without distractions, when I'm done with that, I'm like, okay, hey, where's my kids? Like, I'm ready to take on, I feel good about it. I'm ready to go. And I used to do when the kids were little, I used to have to find a kids club or a babysitter area. And I would utilize the full maximum hours that my kids were allowed to be in that kids club. Sometimes I would work out for 30 minutes and I would sit in the sauna and relax and do whatever at the gym. But, I just think it's really, really imperative and so necessary, especially when you're a female, because I don't know the statistics or numbers on it, but women need to rest way more than men. It's a real thing. Okay. This whole working yourself to the bone and this hustle culture and this, I gotta be and do and blah, everything all the time. You don't. Quit telling yourself that you do. Being a mom doesn't have to look the way that this super mom is making it look like on Instagram. That's not real, you know. But the most imperative thing that you can do is take time for yourself, whatever that looks like. Because when your cup is full, you can pour into your kids. When your cup is empty, you're screwed. And then that's when your kids and your husband are like, damn, like, why are you nagging? Why are you aggravated? Why? It's, well, yeah, she hasn't taken any time for herself. She's still her outside of being a mom. Like, I'm still Kendra. I still have things that I love to do without the title of mom, even though I love being a mother, of course. Right. But
that's a whole other topic we could do, talk about identity.
Yeah. But sure.
What about fun, right? So if you're a dude, there's a lot of areas of life I'll give advice on, but rest and recovery is not one of them.
Yeah, because you do not do that.
Because I don't do that, but what I'm trying to do is figure out how to find ways to slow down inside of the things I do. So, like, maybe the walks won't be as intense, right? Like,
yeah.
Maybe it's just outside and the meditation slows down. That's actually a big one for me, was I've been meditating for 20 minutes
Yeah.
Sometimes turns into 25, 30 minutes, mm-hmm. but just enough to like get down in peace. And I might even doze off sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that like actually recharges the afternoon.
Of course it
does.
Do it
here, go home, do it in my bed, do it on this couch. But just taking that 20, 30 minutes kind of refuels my day. And I don't know if that's enough rest for me, but it seems to work for me.
I think there's a lost art for men and women in listening to your body. Especially in America and this hustle culture of you got to do more, you got to be this, you got to go, 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 you got to go until you burn yourself out all the time. Like that is prided in, especially in America, right? And so it is a lost art. People don't know how to listen to their body. They don't listen to their body. So I feel like I could give full solid advice on what it means to listen to your body, fully rest and recover, because I do that. You don't. Where Mark is going to work himself to the bone. If he's tired, he's going to have another cup of coffee. He's going to go for a walk. He's going to do anything besides rest. For me, I'm going to go to sleep. Right. I'm going to take off of the day. I'm going to text you and say, you know what? I'm not into it today. I'll do it tomorrow. And there is a fine line in doing what's required and being disciplined and listening to your body. And so I feel like I do that really well. And it's just, it's a lost art. I feel like if more people could tune in and listen to their bodies and their,
I think that's a good point, right? I'm just listening or thinking back to people that I follow on Instagram and everyone's talking about grind, 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 hustle, yeah. hustle, hustle. And like, I eat pretty good, especially now on my comeback on the body, yeah. right? Like everything is weighed, everything is measured. It's only on day 8, but like, it's the way I'm going to live it. But I've lived like this before, and even though I don't rest, I still get tired. And I'm like, damn, maybe I'm just not as superhuman as I think I am. But I also believe that people show highlight reels of them work, 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 grind, 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 slave, 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 build, build, build. And what you don't actually see is just them actually taking care of themselves for that brief amount of time. Because why? Video of people sleeping is not. It's not going to get likes and views.
It's not going to be like, wow. And
look at this guy sleep.
And again, that just comes from, I really think that we have made it so impressive when people, if I hear somebody on Instagram or wherever that's just like, oh yeah, I work 365 days a year, 20 hours a day, I'm like, that sucks, bro. Like, if you want me to pride you on that, I don't, because I just feel, you know, I know the human body is it you literally need to rest. This hustle culture, this, anyways. You need to work hard. Yes, you need to be disciplined in doing what you're doing, but you need to listen to your body. So even for Mark, you get done what's necessary and what needs to be done. You work your ass off all day long. But in those 20 minutes of the day where you're feeling run down and exhausted, to me, it's more imperative that you, like you said, you take that meditation, you take that nap. Because after that, like you just said, you're rejuvenated, you're recharged. I feel like if more people heard that message that it's okay to rest, it's okay to listen to your body.
What are some of the ways you like to recharge? And like, because it's not just sleeping, but like,
no, sleep.
Fun is probably a big deal. Like, there's other ways to mentally recharge without stopping doing the things you're supposed to do.
Oh, yeah. Sleep, nature, going for like walks in nature, taking a vacation with you where it's just us and no kids, which we usually have a lot of fun when we go on vacation. It's filled with surfing and just coffee dates and dinners together, just laughing and spending time doing things that we love doing. It's imperative that you take the time to do that. Especially with your significant other, because it's easy to get to a spot where all you do is work and focus on the business and this is what's important because this is what puts food on the table. And like, I get it. Equally as important that you're making time to go have fun with your significant other, whatever that looks like, right? For you and I, sometimes it's surfing, sometimes it's fishing together. It's going out on the boat and wake surfing. It's going out on the boat and having sex and doing nothing. It's a whole slew of different things. It's taking a nap together and cuddling. It's imperative that you do it. It's
playing pickleball with Kevin.
Where's my pickleball partner? We came in dead last. It's no big deal.
Well, you guys were at least consistent.
We were.
You lost all six.
We lost all six games.
That's really, really good.
I learned. I sent him a text that morning. I screenshot and I said, I just watched 3 YouTube videos on how to play pickleball. Let's roll.
I pretty much have to divorce both of you guys because I can't hang out with losers.
We're on our comeback, so. Yes.
Okay, you're on your comeback journey.
Pickleball journey.
Your comeback pickleball journey, so you guys will be able to figure out what you want to do. All right, so yeah, I just wanted to do a short call today, or just a short topic today, because it's such a beautiful day, and I want you to get out and be able to rest and relax, and I've got some stuff that I wanted to do, but I thought that would be a good topic, because I like to share the truth for me is like, I run myself till I'm burnt out. I used to say, I'm not a candle. I can't get burnt out, right?
Yeah.
I'll burn that motherfucker from both sides.
Yeah, you sure
over
do.
And over and over and over until my body shuts down, my mind shuts down. And I still suck at it, which I'm not giving advice on resting. I do look at things like, you know, sauna. I want to do some cold plunges. I've heard that was good, but I don't want to just do it. Something about doing cold plunges in the winter when it's already fucking freezing doesn't excite me.
Is it going to be a
much.
No from me, dog?
Yes, it's definitely a no. I want to try some of these, like the red light, the red UV lights, sure. and things like that. Just ways to help my body heal. But I think the best way for me, why I'm able to at least go longer, deal with the stress, is what I put into my body.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like we had cheat meal last night, which I don't know that I'll do another one this week because I felt like crap this morning.
Yeah, you and I eat super clean. And we decided that every once a week we're going to do just a cheat meal. Yesterday it was super nice, 85 degrees outside in Wisconsin. And I was like, hey, let's just get brats, grill outside. We'll get some chips and dip because you used to love eating that. And some pasta salads and some fruit, just whatever. Kind of have like this spread out on the picnic table because it was so nice. And we ate it. And of course it's good, but
I don't even think it was that good.
Yeah, it wasn't, at the end of it wasn't worth it. So we looked at each other on sitting on the couch just feeling like garbage after what we put in our body. And we said, we're not going to do that again. Maybe our cheat meal is going to be instead of you weighing your steak, you don't weigh your steak.
Yeah,
you know?
that's what I'm saying. And like, you know, I always like to go to Yogi's too. For some reason, that doesn't hurt my stomach, the frozen yogurt. Yeah. But what I found myself yesterday actually eating it, and I was eating more because I was trying to actually feel the dopamine hit from the food tasting good.
Yeah.
Kind of like smoking crack.
Maybe you don't know
what that feels like, but I do, right? Like I was trying to get higher and higher and higher because I wanted to feel, but I couldn't, the food wasn't satisfying. And remember I told you last night, I'm like, I don't think.
It's not even good.
This is not, and I used to not feel that way.
Yeah, used to love.
I used to love it. Like, yeah, this is it. It's a reward. I'm rewarding myself for how hard I'm working. And, you know, and then I realized like, wait a minute. My identity is I don't want to put junk. I don't want to be that. So something switched inside my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, I don't like that. So that's a different topic, different conversation.
Yeah. But anyways, I think for anybody who's listening, you will never get a reward for burning yourself out. Yes, you need to be disciplined. Yes, you need to be doing what's required of you to run your business, to run your family, to do what's necessary. But at the end of the day, never, never overlook how massive resting and recovering is in your life. It is imperative. It's necessary. You must do it. You must start listening to your body. And you will thrive.
That's it for this week's episode of the I'm a Comeback Podcast. I'll see you next week.